Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sorwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson, and we are discussing last night's Perry City Council meeting. Sven, thank you as always for joining me.
It's a pleasure to be here, Joe.
So first of all, we wanted to talk about something going on at the airport. We've talked about the airport a lot, it seems, recently, but that's because lots of exciting things going on. The first is going to be a new building at the airport that is going to be paid for with the help of the Iowa DOT. What can you tell me about this project?
Yeah, so with the growth in operations at the airport, it's become necessary for us to try and build a new building for the airport manager out there. So we were able to successfully get a grant from the Iowa DOT to help put up that building. This will help bring additional aircraft to Perry, help with our flight numbers, as well as help with some of our fuel sales. So that's very exciting for us. Something kind of neat and exciting about this funding scenario in particular is that we weren't on the original list for funding. But then the DOT and the FAA came out and did an inspection of the airport and saw all of the activities, saw Walter Aviation's aircraft out there being stored on the ramp in the weather, and also saw a bunch of aircraft taking off and landing and tooling around. So for the first time that a lot of people have ever seen, and I don't know if it's ever even been done, the DOT actually amended their recommendation for funding and included Perry on that funding list. So we were successful in this because of all of the activity out at the airport and how active and aggressive that airport manager, Jonathan Walter, is. So we're very lucky to have Walter Aviation out there. If you haven't been out there for a scenic tour or a ride or just a discovery flight, be sure to get out there. They're great people out there, super friendly, and they'll take you for a pretty good ride.
All right. Now, as far as the project itself is concerned, how much is it going to cost and what's kind of the timeline for it?
Yeah, so the total project cost is around $700,000 with close to about $175,000 in grants. The other funds will be coming from local option sales tax, but then also as part of this, we'll be receiving revenue off of that hangar. So the hangar will effectively pay for itself over time. Hopefully bidding maybe this fall, winter, spring, and construction next spring and summer.
All right. Well, definitely a project we'll be keeping our eyes on. And then also related to the airport, Minburn Communications, which is a local provider, is running some cable past the airport, and they're going to make a drop at the airport itself, correct?
Yes. So because Minburn Communications has to run a new fiber line all the way to Dawson, businesses and homes along that route are able to get a really good deal for hooking onto that right now. So we were able to work with Minburn to get a really great rate to get fiber all the way down to the airport. It's probably about a half a mile of road back to the airport. So Walter Aviation is kicking in some money to help pay for that cost because they'll be benefiting from the project as well. We'll have to pay for half of the project up front, and then we're able to pay for the rest of the project and budget for that in the next fiscal year. So it won't affect this fiscal year. We've had a lot of issues with especially our phone lines out at the airport, just really bad service and really bad cables out there. And with our AWOS system, is the weather alert system out there, that's a very important system to have up and running and functional at all times for airplanes having to call in to that number to get updated weather information. So very critical that we have reliable service, which we have not had in the past. And it's great to be able to work with a local service provider and get that project done. One of the things that this can provide out at the airport, we're looking at doing Wi-Fi in all of the airport hangar buildings. So that would enable somebody to update their GPS systems in their aircraft, in their hangar, so that they wouldn't have to pull out and do that just through wireless or whatever they have. So a great benefit to the airport and a great selling point for us at the airport as well.
Absolutely. Now, next, I wanted to talk about something that you mentioned in your city administrator's report. That is the Parks and Recreation surveys that are basically coming out this week, correct?
You betcha. So as we've talked about before, we have an Iowa State University College of Design community and regional planning class, which is very near and dear to my heart because that's not only my alma mater, but also the degree I have from Iowa State. So it's fun to be back working with those instructors and those students. So they're working on a Parks and Trails Master Plan, and we've also hired SVPA Architects to do an assessment and recommendations for the McCurry Center. The McCurry Center is coming on 35 years old. It's seen a lot of wear and tear, and I know from when I was a kid hanging out there, it gets a lot of abuse. So we're looking at hopefully making some good recommendations from that study and maybe programming a larger investment into that rec center again. This is also looking at what the community is missing. And I know one thing that a lot of people talk about is the need for an outdoor pool or outdoor aquatic center. This is the opportunity for the public to take this survey and make sure that their voice is heard on what they need, whether it be aquatic center, more resources at the dog parks, the ball fields, trails, whatever it is, whatever your heart desires in these parks, that's what we want to hear from you. And that's the reason we're doing this public outreach push. So that survey will be live. It'll go out through media as well as the city's Facebook and website PSAs. But also keep an eye out. We'll probably have some paper copies at the library and the rec center for people to take if they don't have a computer to take that survey.
All right. Now, a couple more things to talk about here. A great deal of time was spent talking about turning an alleyway into a pedestrian courtyard. What can you tell me about this project?
Sure. So this project really all kind of took shape and blossomed, if you will, due to a really bad alley approach. If you've ever been down there between Perry Perk's ramp going up and Mary Rose's collection, that alleyway was just in really bad condition, kind of a danger to pedestrians, especially along that sidewalk portion right through there. So Public Works came in and replaced that approach and that sidewalk and kind of got to the point where they were going to stop, and it was going to build a dam because the alleyway was so rutted and eroded down to where the water wouldn't be able to flow through. So we had to go back and tear out 10 more feet of the alley, and we ran into the same issue. So we went back a little bit farther and ended up with a really nice looking alley with brand new concrete, and working with both of those businesses as well as Jenny Eklund and Art on the Prairie, the concept came together for kind of turning this into a pedestrian courtyard. So we took a couple of the older planters, the concrete planters, and put that at either end to kind of block that off from traffic. And then they're having an artist, Sean Palick, come in and do murals on the wall, and it's just really turning into a beautiful space. So we're hopeful that people can pop in there and enjoy a nice quiet space to sit, as well as folks coming out of the coffee shop to have an outdoor seating area where they can drink their coffee, have lunch, have breakfast, whatever it is, and just enjoy that community space. So really looking forward to that coming together. I did get off to a bad start on the project by not involving more of the neighbors in that planning process, which is why we did bring it to City Council and talk through that at City Council. The neighbors were present and they were able to provide their input. There were some issues that came up that I wasn't even thinking of, but we were able to mitigate those issues the best we could. And I think everybody in the neighborhood is accommodated and can make things work. So I'm regretful that I didn't get off to the best start on that project, but I'm happy that we were all able to work together and find a good solution to those issues.
All right. Now, one last thing that I wanted to talk to you about today. I don't want to get too far into it because we're going to talk about it more in detail later, but that's the Iowa DOT's project on First Street, Highway 144, through downtown Perry that is going to go through a lane conversion. What can you tell me just the basics on this?
Yeah, so basics is that it is a DOT project funded by the DOT through the DOT, but the first step that they wanted was for the City Council to pass a resolution of support for the project so they knew that there was some local support for that. So this is really just kind of that first step. Next steps will be a lot of public outreach. We'll have a open house to talk about it. But overall, the project consists of the DOT coming in and overlaying First Street from 141 all the way up to where they finish their work at the northern edge of city limits, and then restriping the whole section of First Street from our mostly current four lane to a consistent three-lane lane configuration through all of town. So I've seen a lot of things come up from this. I personally believe, from my planning background and research I've done, that this is the best thing that we can do. I do know that sometimes change can be difficult to swallow and get used to, but I just hope that everybody can stick with us, have some patience, try it out, and put our best foot forward to coming together on this as a community. But it really comes down to safety factors and trying to reduce speeds through that corridor, because there's a lot of people that speed, and, you know, it's just more so of a dangerous corridor through town. So we've had some bad accidents along the corridor, and we've also had a fatality, which is really what triggered the First and Willis intersection project. So some of the confusion, I think, from how things are right now comes from being a four-lane section, crunching down to a three-lane, and then going back to a four-lane. So having it be a consistent three-lane road all the way through town, I think, will really help people visually and mentally be more accustomed to how that works. So much more to come. I think we're going to do a whole segment just on discussing this. But like I said, there's going to be a lot of public outreach. We're going to have an open house to discuss this, where people can sure come in and share their thoughts, and we can talk through issues and concerns that you may have. So we're definitely here to listen and work through this with you together.
All right. And like I said, we will talk much more about that at another time. But in the meantime, City Administrator Sven Peterson, anything else that you'd like to let our listeners know about today?
I don't think I do today.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it as always.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sven Peterson. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.